This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Jennifer Gross, assistant professor of history and an authority on Civil War widows. Dr. Gross is being interviewed by News Bureau director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Gross, tell me about Confederate pensions to Confederate veterans and widows.
Beginning in the 1880s, the states of the former Confederacy began offering pensions to their Confederate veterans and widows. Now, the amounts that widows received varied by state, and they increased over time, but pension legislation throughout the South shared some commonalities when it came to this aid. First, there were always property limits. If a widow exceeded them, she was ineligible for a pension. Now, in this way, the Southern legislators attempted to help the neediest widows, but also to keep their pension systems from ballooning out of control. There were also stipulations regarding when a widow had married her husband. At first, widows had to have been married to their husbands during the war. Gradually, however, states altered this legislation so that widows who had not married their veteran husbands until years after the war became eligible. One regulation that never changed concerned a widow's marital status. In almost every southern state, Confederate widows collected pensions with the explicit stipulation that in order to receive a pension, she had to be unmarried when she applied, and she had to remain unmarried in order to continue to qualify. Through pensions, Southern men en masse became patriarchs to the war's widows because it was their governments that were doing the providing. Now, several times during the 1890s, the United States Congress considered proposals to grant federal monies to pay pensions to Confederate veterans and widows. Not surprisingly, the major opposition to these proposals came not from the northern states, but from Southern men, revealing the importance of Southern aid to widows as opposed to simple aid to widows. If Southern states had allowed the federal government to take over Confederate pensions, Southern men would have lost their claim as surrogate patriarchs to their Confederate widows.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.